أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشوني. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. إلى آخر الآية. This ayat follows after Allah Ta'ala explained the 11 things which in detail which Allah Ta'ala had made haram. This ayat was revealed on Yawm Arafah, in the plains of Arafah, with the famous ayat which we know, Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Radhiitu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. In this ayat which comes before it, a short ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explains that Al-Yawm Ya'is Al-Ladheena Kafaru Min Deenikum. Aaj Na'um Meed Hoge Kafir Tumhari Deen Se. The kuffar have now lost all hope that they can overcome you, that they can overwhelm you in your deeny matters. So as a result of that, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. So don't say مَدْ دَرُوْ مُدْ سَدَرُوْ. Do not have any fear for them, have only fear for me, for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. After explaining all the things which are halal and haram for the Muslims, in this ayat and in the whole Quran, now Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, I've done a great favor to you. Whatever was harmful for you, I've made that haram for you. And whatever was good for you, I made that compulsory upon you. I gave you the command to do that. So our deen is that perfect and complete deen which has only got goodness for us. If we follow the deen properly, all the goodness which is destined by Allah Ta'ala, we will receive that. And if we stay away from all the prohibitions, it isn't only that we are not disobeying Allah, that we disobey Allah, but we are causing harm to ourselves as well. So the deen has been completed. Another great favor Allah Ta'ala refers to in this ayat, at first, at the beginning, the Muslims were very weak and very frightened also, and they were in a position where they were like the people under, and the others, the kuffar, had the upper hand over them. But Allah said that you people made effort for deen, sacrificed for deen. Today the day has come that I put you in the higher position, and the kuffar have gone in the lower position. From here we also understand today the kuffar are ruling the world, and unfortunately we are following in their trend and in their things, in their way of thinking, in their lifestyle, etc. All this can come around if we also make that effort. How the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, of course we cannot be the Sahaba, but we make a reasonable effort for deen to come alive and in the masses, then that day will come that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will bring the kuffar under the feet of the Muslims. But otherwise, unfortunately, they are above us. And when the Muslims were in a weak position, they go like till today, then as far as the eating things, what they have to eat, etc., becomes a problem also. Their lifestyle, they have to live and they have to do everything how the kuffar do. But when that day will come, when the Muslims will have the upper hand, then the kuffar will not, they won't have any hope that we can now change the Muslims. At the beginning, they thought that the Muslims are just for a short while. And afterwards, they get tired of Islam and they come back to their forefathers' religion. Or they thought that the devotees of Islam are just for a little while. Afterwards they will give up and they will return to the old deen of their forefathers. But now they saw that Allah Ta'ala tells, now they have lost complete hope that you will ever give up your religion. And they have given up all hope that Islam will ever again go down. So if we also want the same situation to come, and the application of this ayat, that the kuffar lose any hope. Today they are making all efforts to convert us into their way of life, to make us into Christians. How many places they have succeeded, and they have unfortunately made the Muslims. This is all because of our weakness. Otherwise, if we are strong, they won't have any hope, any idea, any thought that they can overpower the Muslims in any way. So it is for us to remain firm on deen and to bring the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah will put that fear in the kuffar also. And Allah will make them realize we cannot overpower, we cannot defeat Islam or the Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice on our deen, this beautiful Quran Sharif Allah has given us. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it and again bring that day which will come. When Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come, then the day will come again where Muslims will have the upper hand. The quicker we turn to our deen, the better it is for us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.